My reaction to the report is I'm not surprised, but outraged and infuriated. I didn't think anything could exceed the outrageousness of their investigation, but their report managed to do that. I think the second thing that is really important is, you know, we're being very clear. We do not believe there's any violations of WIAA regulations. If you go through each of them, it first and foremost, the Bellevue coaches don't have anything to do with monitoring and verifying kids' addresses. The district works that, and I'm sure they do a very capable job. The second key point, Jeff, is we have been very clear on how we compensate Butch for his non-football activities the last 15 years. We've complied with all rules, and we feel very confident we'll be vindicated on that. The next point is the Fort Worden camp, annual summer camp, being construed as a special inducement and violating WIAA rules is completely false. Or alternatively, there are multiple high schools in our area also in violation for doing the exact same thing, including Mercer Island, including Skyline, including Bothell. You can just go through the list. The final thing I think that is really, really important relates to Academic Institute. This organization has been unfairly maligned for months. Multiple families have kids that go there. We did not violate any rules. We did not pay the Academic Institute tuition for football players. And the other thing is there's no violation for coaches to talk to kids about their schooling and where they should think about going, and there's absolutely no rule violation there. The most disturbing thing, though, by far, without a doubt, is the treatment of the families, the students, the volunteers, the supporters, and certain members of the school district by the investigators. It's astoundingly egregious and shocking, really. And we want to ensure that this never happens to any other high school in the future ever again, that an investigation can be conducted in this manner.
Specifically, what did you, on that point, what did you take issue with and how they conducted the investigation?
You know, the there were multiple things. The first was their leaking of information to reporters during the investigation, contacting minor students, asking students how their parents pay their rent, following kids, an investigator claiming he's with the FBI. He was dismissed. That's not in the report. And then the worst part of it was the extensive reliance on anonymous sources, many of which are clear came from for sure one competing school, and then also not being honest and clear about who they're using as sources. And I think if people looked at the sources, they would question, is that a credible person, and is that person one that I can believe? But most importantly, it was the behavior throughout the entire process that was clear from the outset, as Blackstone or Westinghouse made clear in his first press interview when he commented on the investigation in the fall, that they're there to level the playing field. It's clear they came with a intent, and then they went to try to find the evidence. They didn't find the evidence, and so basically, or facts, and so they infer many things that are both willfully, it seems willfully malicious is what it seems like.
And a couple of other things, too. There was an accusation that the investigation was racially biased. Do you believe that as well? Because that came from not only the superintendent, but I believe it was a parent as well. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
And if so, why?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we had multiple families African-American families that were accosted, intimidated, bullied, ask questions that were highly inappropriate, ask questions in an accusatory manner. And I never really understood prosecutorial misconduct and how certain classes of people in America could feel about that. Now I get it. Now I get where they're coming from. And we saw it in multiple instances in this investigation, and it's a disgrace, and it should never happen to a group of kids or a school ever again in this state.
What specifically happened?
Well, I think what we'll be able to do is provide you a deep backgrounder, because there's just a whole heck of a lot of information on it. But there's just multiple things that parents have filed complaints against, and we'd be happy to get those details to you.
How do you respond to the accusation that not only your organization, but the high school and the district itself both obstructed and interfered with the investigation?
You know, it's really a astounding thing for someone to believe that one of the best school districts in the country with one of the best activity programs in the country, with hundreds of volunteers in an organization that have built many great programs, not just football, would all conspire to lie and cheat. That's pretty shocking. And it's really infuriating. And it's something that will be disproved as we go through the final items. And it's something that we'll be making really clear in great detail to the WIA how this was conducted.
But I don't think that necessarily answered the question. I mean, did you have any knowledge of obstruction or interference with the investigation?
Absolutely none. I have no knowledge of the district obstructing. I have no knowledge of any coach obstructing. We as a club agreed with the district. We would fully comply with what they laid out as the scope of the investigation. Once it became clear that these investigators were looking at for anything and everything that they could claim we had done, when it was clear that they were being abusive in their interview processes with multiple participants, and mostly when it was clear they were relying on a host of anonymous information none of us had ever seen, nor were we given access to, that the best we could do was answer any and every question on the scope of the investigation the district asked us to respond to. And we were fully aligned on the district with that, and we have no qualms whatsoever about our level of participation.
The other thing, if we look into the report that it finds, if I were to pull up the paper here, it says that in many instances that the booster club, they could not investigate further because you would not answer questions, not you specifically, but the organization would not answer questions or would not turn over documentation or turn over financial records, that sort of thing. As a result, they were not able to conduct that portion of the investigation or come to any conclusions based on certain accusations because, in their estimation, that was obstructing the investigation and not allowing them to see what was going on. How do you respond to that?
Categorically false. And what's most frustrating in my mind is the district asked the WIA to have an investigation based on five elements. We fully agreed. We absolutely were willing to respond to any and all of that. But then when these investigators began to question every single thing about every person's life and what they did, they have no right to do that under any legal case. They don't have that under any WIA case, and they don't have any right to abuse the process the way they did. And in the findings that they cited, we will be exonerated on every single item. We've conducted ourselves in a manner that I think is exemplary. We've been benefactors to a broad range of organizations on the east side, mostly for low-income kids. We have been supporters of the Wolverine football program from youth through high school, and I think that story will become very, very clear as we respond. And it's just really sad that the investigators ignored all of that when it was supplied to them.
Rather direct question, did your organization either directly or indirectly provide any money to the Academic Institute?
Yeah, the Academic Institute was one of the organizations that we have given grants to, and like every other organization that we've given money to, it's approved by the board, We make very clear to that organization.
To be clear, the board of what?
The board of the booster club.
The booster club, not the school. The school.
Wolverine football club.
Okay.
Yeah. We know we're under a lot of scrutiny. We have good legal counsel. We follow all the procedures you'd want to see followed. We make it very clear to these organizations that we are giving them a grant. It's at their discretion. It can't be directed to any. It has to be made available to all, meaning athletes, non-athletes that are students, and that it's 100% in their discretion. And that is clear with every single donation we've made, whether it's to cheer, whether it's to drill, whether it's to band, whether it's to the Jubilee Reach, whether it's to Franklin football, on and on. So it's been the same for all these organizations.
Was there, you know, there's that, and then there's the quid pro quo, because critics would say, okay, yeah, there's no direct tie from the money must go to this or to that or this student or that student, but was there any indirect agreement, sort of wink, wink, nod, nod sort of thing, help these guys out, we'll donate to your organization, anything like that?
Never. You know, and here's with Academic Institute, that's an organization that has been incredibly maliciously maligned. The person that worked at Academic Institute for a four-month period before being terminated and who then brought an action for workers' compensation was found to be not credible by a Washington State judge. Is the claims he made appear to be, and I'm completely false. Academic Institute has been an organization that literally dozens of kids from our community have gone to. Wealthy kids, middle-income kids, poor kids. They do a fantastic job. It was completely within the scope of our mission that you can read on the Secretary of State's website of what our mission is, and we never had a quid pro quo. And stop and think, with the backgrounds we have as the volunteers on the board, with our reputations and the things we've done, why would we do anything that's other than above board? And we've been completely consistent with what our mission was, and we feel very good about what that organization does for kids. Last year, we gave them a grant of $15,000. I don't even know if there's any Bellevue athletes or football players in this year's academic class. She does a great job.
In recent weeks and months, how much money has your organization spent on legal counsel and or PR assistance?
You know, I don't know. I do the PR just getting started. And legal, I don't know off the top of my head. But we have had to spend collectively money that's a disgrace that what we're having to spend it on this.
So with all of this going on, why not open up the book? Say, here's what we've got. Here's our financial records. Everything is clear. You say everything's clear and all that. Why not do that? Why not put all that
out
there?
We file a 990 PF. That's what's required for a nonprofit organization. We follow, a CPA prepares it. We do everything that's required. The notion, especially now, we would ever turn over anything to people that conduct an investigation like this and then publish the information they have published with willful intent to hurt reputations. Yeah, no person in America has to do that.
So why do you say that they have willful intent to, I guess for a better way of putting it, discredit your organization and the Bellevue Football Club?
You know, that's the only conclusion that can be drawn from how many factual errors are in the report, how many different inferences they make. You know, the best one to cite, Jeff, is in their report, they make very clear on Butch's compensation that we pay and have paid for 15 years in the same way for out-of-season work he does for our community. Both the high school kids, youth, as well as a host of other organizations. They say the report acknowledges payments to coaches to be technically correct under the WIA rules, yet it goes out of the way to make people appear like it's a violation. And it's very clear it's not a violation. And the rules are extremely clear from the WIA on all these things. And we spend a lot of time and effort to make sure we're in compliance with both the letter and the spirit.
Anything else that you would take issue with in the report?
You know, there's probably such a long laundry list. We would just like to get that out and make clear to the WIA and the district all the things we have an issue with. That's our next step.
Are you going to be sending out a report or news release or holding a press conference or anything of that nature?
You know, we'll work to no press conference or anything like that. We'll just work to keep our very large and active community well informed.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
No, just I think the important thing is I think for people to just read all the read what both sides have to say, and then you can draw your conclusions, and then we'll work with the district as the next step.